news.
I don't think we deserve it yet. I mean, it's amazing that our name, it's with those names. They are legends, not only of IndyCar and the Speedway. It's just motorsport in general. It's still amazing. I love to hear that. But I don't think we're there yet.
No, the hard part is, whatever, it's you. So you got circumcised, right? And so like having to put the Vaseline on every time for yeah. Mm.
What's up?
¿Qué pasa?
Not much. I'm just in bed, just calling to say goodnight.
What's going on?
Yeah, old friends, Steph and I. We, when she was at the 500, we had dinner night of the race down in St. Elmo's. Lovely human being.
Who's the Roger Penske of High Limit Racing that tries to cheat their way into a win?
I don't know. I mean, everyone's freaking out about me wearing a Polar watch that I track my heart rate with. I'd say if it's anybody, it's us.
Network broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios, driven by General Tire.
Rock on, baby!
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks.
It's an encore for you, Freak Nation, from Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Ah, Freak Nation, I got to say this to you, man. For the next 2 hours, there's so much going on in here that we hope to get through 2 hours with all freaking four of us on the show. And let's address the elephant in the room as we speak. Cole Cusimano wearing sunglasses for a damn good reason. First of all, I want to maintain a viewership. People that are watching us on YouTube, Facebook Live, and of course on Racer Network, we will make the big reveal like they do on The Voice and in every other competition damn song we've got here on the planet. We'll make the big reveal. Masked Singer. There's that Masked Singer right there. It's Cole Cusimano.
That's right.
Wearing the sunglasses. And I've just got to say, Freak Nation, he's wearing them for a damn good reason. Right, Cole Cusimano? Don't even give it away, buddy.
I'm a loner, not a rebel.
Yeah. All right. Crash Gladys, which you see Suave hanging out in Indianapolis. Yours truly and Cole Cusimano here in the Lucas Oil Studios in Phoenix, Arizona. Alex Pillow will be joining us here shortly. Yes, you're 2025, 109th running of the Indianapolis 500. Your winner will be joining us here in the Freak Nation. Also, Rico Abreu will be in here. Lundgaard, Herta, Rossi, and Cole, you're the one that's been paying more attention to this Coca-Cola 600 the last 15 minutes than I have. Where are we sitting as we do this show live?
The final stage is about to go green. It looks like we have Denny Hamlin and our buddy Carson Hocevar on the front row to lead this thing off. So William Byron led 223 laps, sweeping all three stages, and we'll see if they could get the lead back here. But right now it's Denny and Hocevar.
I just want to have one of those sticks to feel around the studio as you're doing the show.
That was me this morning and the morning before. I had to feel my way to the bathroom. It's
hold on, let's go full screen. Look at that.
No spoilers. Yeah, yeah. Cool. How you doing? Now you doing?
and you warned us when you came before you came in the studio. You said, "Guys, it's just my eyes, man. I got to back off a little bit." And I appreciate you warning us.
It's gruesome. I look like Rocky Balboa after going 12 rounds.
It's a heavy race day, Freak Nation. There was a Formula One race. There was an Indy 500, and of course, the Coca-Cola 600 going on as we record or as we do this show live, depending on when you're watching this. Freak Nation, Cole Cusimano, Richard C. Suave. What's up?
Carson Hocevar just crashed.
Well, give me a, go. It's okay. Jump in there. Say,
well,
say,
I got to wait for the replay, but he just crashed from second place.
Oh,
restart the final stage. That's no fun. He started from the rear, rallied all the way up to the top five, was there the entire race, and he just wrecked. That's a bummer.
Bang. Hey, Crasher, Richard C. Suave, how you guys doing from hanging out at the track for the last 3 or 4 days, spending more time there at the track than you did in a freaking bed or in the house?
Oh, yeah, exactly. This has been one of the longest days of at least my life. I can't wait to hear Richie's description of this, but it has been electrifying. I'm seeing some comments come in right now. Don't gaslight IndyCar. I'm not even close to doing that. I loved this race for so many different reasons. I thought it gave an extreme amount of entertainment. I love the celebrity aspect. I love the weather delay. I did not like that drivers couldn't drive at the beginning of the race, but it added that extra element that we're talking about. Overall, I cannot wait to give our insight to the Indy 500 because I loved every stinking minute of it, including my 4 a.m. wake-up call and then not even being able to get into media parking by 6 a.m. because it was full. That's how crazy this day's been.
I mean, if this was a show that we could only do on YouTube, if this wasn't going to be on Racer Network Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, then I could probably throw some innuendo out there for Richard C. Suave, what he's probably had for the last 72 hours below his belt buckle. But Richard C. Suave, you, how did you take in your first Indy 500, my friend?
I have been waiting well over a decade to be able to go to the cathedral that is Indianapolis Motor Speedway and experienced the greatest spectacle in racing ever since I joined Speed Freaks, and really even longer than that. Even when I was much younger, I still understood the significance of the Indianapolis 500. And I was like, we got into the week and I was like, oh man, we showed up on media day. I was like, okay, this is cool. And everybody was asking me like, okay, well, how fun was it? Are you going to have fun or what are you expecting? And I was like, I will hopefully have a chance to like decompress at some point. And then we got to Sunday and we got to the grid and I was out on the grid walking around prior to the race with, you know, God Bless America and the back home again in Indiana and the national anthem and the damn flyover. Like, there's nothing else like it, dude. Like, yep. I'm still on cloud nine. I don't know like if it's ever really going to sell in that I got to do what I got to do today. And
you've been to the Super Bowl.
Yes. And I've been to the Super Bowl. And this is right there with that. And the fact that I got to see Alex Palou, who is an all-time great and is going to win multiple Indianapolis 500s. And I got to be there for his first Indianapolis 500 win. Like, I'll never forget it. I will never forget these last 72 hours here at IMS, absolutely incredible. The race was wild and chaotic, and it was maybe wasn't as good as the 2023 and 2024 versions, but so many storylines. I had so much damn fun. Kicked it off with a museum visit to learn about the history of IndyCar and IMS, and that was awesome. I highly recommend 11 out of 10. So I'm so appreciative of the Freak Nation for allowing me to go to the Indianapolis 500 for the first time. And now I'm hooked. And now I want to come back every year on the Speed Freaks dime. So make that happen, Kenny.
You see, that's where I've got a bone to pick with some people. Maybe one individual inside this studio that you can't see on camera is this race for me. The whole scenario was the most exciting Indy 500 I've ever seen. Not necessarily the racing per se, but it was story, then a sub-story, then a sub-story of a sub-story. It was like a 20-part Netflix show that just so happened to run in 3.5 hours. There was the moment that Scotty Mac spun and just trashed his car, when he went Roberto Guerrero before the flag even dropped, I went, is this going to be a taste of what we're going to have for 3.5, 4 hours? And I can't even begin. Crasher and Richard C. were there at the track. I can't even begin to understand the weirdness and the psychotic reverberations of really what this race did to people watching what was happening. So many people were following individual drivers. I'm just following these freaking stories with 11-year-old next to me. And as a whole, I'll say it again, this was the most exciting Indy 500 I've ever seen. I'm not saying this is the most exciting racing I've ever seen, but it was the most exciting Indy 500 I've ever seen. And Crasher, you being the aficionado when it comes to Indy 500s, can you somewhat understand what I'm talking about all these different levels of stories that are going off during the 500-mile race?
Without question. First of all, you've got two Penske guys coming from the back through the field and you watch them carve their way through. I think the broadcast guys were saying, oh, we just hope he's up to 20. Not we hope. They were just saying, a good ride, a good drive would be him in like 20th spot by the halfway point. He was in 10th by that point. It was just, that was insane. I'm talking about Joseph Newgarden. And then you've got local guy, native guy, Connor Daly leading a lot of this race. It was unfortunate what happened to him and his car, the handling just went away, including the grip of his tires, which was a big factor here. A lot of guys after a certain amount, just, they just lost their grip and they just threw him back. Then you've got fire in Alexander Rossi's pit. Yes, everybody's okay, but it was daunting to watch that. It was really scary. Not to mention the Penske spin, Scott McLaughlin at the beginning. Did he hit a wet patch on the front stretch? We were in the pit, so I didn't hear that part of the broadcast to know if that's really what happened, but I would assume that he was kind of warming up his tires, getting ready to go for things, and bam, because that's what I remember in 1992 with Roberto Guerrero. That's what he was doing on cold tires, on a cold track. Now, in 92, we didn't have rain. This time, we had rain to add to it. But yes, it's just warming those tires up on just no traction at that moment. Boom, spin out. It's how? How does this happen? And then Marco Andretti, soon after Scott McLaughlin. You've got name after name after name. Scott Dixon having issues at the beginning. He was one of my picks to win this whole thing. And then Arrow McLaren, a team that really should have been up there more throughout the entire day. Getting the handling together. But the entire world seems to be going for Pato O'Ward. And they were just like, come on, Pato. Come on, Pato. But no. Just, yeah, like you said, so many storylines.
And the way they kicked off the coverage, the way Fox kicked off this coverage with the choppers coming around the track with their cars, it was like, man, if this is any indication on how this race or the stories are going to develop, I'm in. And I was sold. Coming up next, more from Lucas Oil Studios, Indy 500. As we talk, the Coca-Cola 600 still going on. Alex Palou, your winner, joining us. Coming up next, Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Motorsports Radio, redefined.
As your power steering pump ages, seal leaks may occur, causing the power steering system to lose fluid. Your power steering system may also develop an annoying squeal, and the steering may become more difficult to handle. By using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you will stop the seal leaks, reduce slack in rack and pinion, eliminate the squeals and hard spots in your power steering system. It is guaranteed to stop seal leaks or your money back. Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. It works.
Freak Nation, get this. General Tire has launched a comprehensive Shield Plus Advantage plan for passenger and light truck tires. What that means for you is when you purchase General Tires, the Shield Plus Advantage plan lets you enjoy a complete package of multiple warranties and coverage to get the most from your tires. The plan applies to all General Tire passenger and light truck tires purchased as replacements in the U.S. and Canada with DOT serial numbers. For more information, hit them up on generaltire.com. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks for 2 decades.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract. Even if the panels are already installed, our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-798-9512. 800-798-9512. 800-798-9512. That's 800-798-9512.
Some people, they follow the rule. Here at the Freak Nation, we don't. Go to our YouTube channel at Official Speed Freaks and hit the store link. And you'll be able to own a part of the Freak Nation, from adult to kids' tees, freaking hoodies, beanies, to styling lids, kicks, and coffee mugs. All carrying Speed Freaks attitude. It's been rattling cages for 25 years. This ain't fashion. It's a big old fat middle finger to boring.
Hello.
You want to blend in? keep walking, hit up Speed Freaks YouTube page,
go,
and bang the store link so you too can own a part of the Freak Nation.
Speed Freaks, motorsports radio redefined. Coming at you one more time, Freak Nation. It's an encore presentation of Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Freak Nation, this segment brought to you by good friends at Lucas Oil. Do yourself a favor this Memorial Day weekend. Go to lucasoil.com. Check out a line of products to keep your rides on the road. Two-wheel, four-wheel, they got them. You go to Lucas Oil. That's lucasoil.com. Richard C. Suave, Crasher. They're checking in from Indianapolis Motor Speedway. No, actually, Crasher's parents' house. If you look at Richie's freaking background, that looks so, it just looks like it's looks fake. Look at that. That's beautiful.
Where's your hat go, Richie? That cool lady hat.
Hey, you can't, you took your freaking hat off, Richard. You can't, no, you can't give it up just yet. So Richard and
it's warm.
Crasher,
it's warm in the Freak Nation studios.
Yep. Wow. Richard and Crasher, Indianapolis, Cole Cusimano again. We'll address those sunglasses that Cole is wearing coming up in the second hour, Freak Nation. He's not trying to be Corey Hart. Sunglasses at night, trying to be groovy, the guy, little Miami Vice over there. No, he's not. He's wearing those sunglasses for a reason. We want to maintain our viewership. If you could see his freaking peepers right now, it's over.
Jeepers creepers.
Yep, scared the hell out of my 11-year-old when he rolled in here, man. We just got her out of the room. That was 6 hours ago. Holy smokes. Hey, did you got Crasher? Richie, did you guys see the sweetness that was delivered to us from Mama Cody Johnson's mom? Did you guys see that? That fantastic cake and the red, white, and blue race cards that she made?
You're just rubbing it in right now. Did we see that? Oh, yeah, you kind of put a video in our group chat. Of course we saw it. How are those bellies of yours right now? Pretty happy, huh? Taste buds, esophagus, everything's like feeling the chocolate love.
Yeah. And during the spot break there, our 11-year-old shouted, "When can I have dessert?" I said, "Henley, they've been sitting on the freaking island since 3 o'clock this afternoon, man. What the hell are you waiting on? I'd be in there. I said, make yourself sick, not." So again, Freak Nation, Alex Pillow will be joining us here in moments. Your Indy 500 winner will be here with us. Also, Rico Abreu will be in here. Mr. Lundgaard, Mr. Rossi, Mr. Herta, and Mr. Hinchcliffe will also be here in the Freak Nation. Cole, you got an update on the Coca-Cola 600?
William Byron's back in the lead. We got Denny Hamlin about a car length back. And what we got, like 80 laps left?
Yeah.
I can't see through these freaking glasses.
We almost saw your eyes.
Yeah, no, we don't want that yet. That's a big reveal at the end.
Oh. Are they going to do another random red flag with 50 laps to go?
I don't think so. Their remembrance was already taking place.
Yep.
Moment of silence.
All right. So, Crasher, quickly set up the Alex Pillow interview, if you would. Kind of explain what you had to go through to grab Alex Pillow after today's Indy 500.
Alex Pillow was doing so many photos, and he was really soaking in the moment after his time in Victory Lane, where he was quite polite with the milk, by the way. And he said that the reason he didn't dump it all on himself is because some people had told him, you know what, it's not really polite to do that. Some of the farmers, the Indiana Dairy Farmers Association, might get a little upset. So, you know what, no need to do this. And he took it to heart. He didn't do it. He just took a swig, got a little bit on his chin, gave some to his wife, gave some to their toddler. Wow, very respectful. But anyway, he was soaking every single minute in, taking quite a while with the media, with fans. By the time he finally got up into the media center to do the big press conference and then one-on-ones, time was ticking, man. It was late. But he continued with his massive personality, huge smile, and overall appreciativeness. And we talk about that in this interview. Alex Pillow, as a person, as a driver, he's incredible. As a person, he's one of a kind. Your 2025 Indy 500 winner, Alex Pillow, joining us in the Speed Freaks pits. And he's got his name in the same sentences with Alon Sur Sr., AJ Foyt. These are guys that won the first five races of the six in a season. Here you are, but you don't want to, at least from what I've been hearing with some other people, you don't want to put your name in that legendary status yet. You are a living legend. You're a budding legend. Why don't you want to go there just yet?
I don't think we deserve it yet. I mean, it's amazing that our name, it's with those names. They are legends, not only of IndyCar and the Speedway. It's just motorsport in general worldwide. So I think they did a lot for the sport on and off the track. And they achieve a lot on track as well. So I think we're getting close, but we're not there yet. So it's still amazing. I love to hear that. But yeah, I don't think we're there yet.
Where did this modesty come from? Clearly you were raised well, but I see it with your daughter on the bricks. I see it with you and your teammates. I see it with you everywhere. You are just a real person. Where did that come from?
I don't know. Thank you. I guess my parents, my family. I'm just a normal person living the best dream that I could have ever had with amazing opportunities, being with the best team around and winning races with a beautiful wife, a beautiful daughter. So it's everything amazing for me. So I'm just trying to sink in, and I just don't want this today to end.
When will this sink in? Is it going to be a couple weeks down the road in the middle of your summer season?
It's not going to be now. It's not going to be today, honestly. Like, it's been, like, nonstop. I haven't had, like, 10 minutes just to think about it. But every time I see my wife or my dad, we're like, we just won the Indy 500. And, yeah, I mean, we just won the Indy 500. So I think maybe tonight a little bit, tomorrow morning a little bit more. But it's amazing.
Alex, we've talked about your modesty. You are human. When was there, or was there ever a time that you actually did doubt yourself that, oh, maybe I can't get this oval thing done. Maybe I can't get this Indy 500 thing done. And if so, how did you overcome that?
No, I'm in my mind, and I think as a driver and as an athlete, you always need to have in your mind that you're capable of doing it, and it's only going to be a matter of time. So for me, if it was not coming yet today, it was just because it was not our day, or because somebody else was a little bit better than us, and that's okay. You cannot always be the best out there, but I, in my mind, I thought it was only a matter of time for us to be here today. That's what I wanted to think. I think that's the mentality you need to have. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here today.
That it's only a matter of time thing. Was that you behind Ericsson and thinking, okay, I'm biding my time. I'm saving my fuel. I will make this pass at the right moment. Was that you there too?
I was like, please let me have one chance. I was just asking for one small chance to do it. It took me like three tries you guys don't see it, but I was just like trying hard for like three laps. And as soon as I didn't see that it was going well out of the corners, I would just back off to try and avoid him also being prepared for that. So, I knew it was getting to the last chance for me to pass him. So, yeah, I'm so glad it worked.
Real quick, before we let you go, why did it seem like it was hard for these cars to pass? We didn't have as many passes in this Indy 500. It was still an amazing race. But then you made it look easy at the end. How?
I think the conditions were making it a really high downforce for everybody. When it's cold, we have a lot of downforce. And it was just making the cars that had issues in balance, they seem really good. So that equalized all the grid a lot. Whenever we have bad conditions, like very warm, you start seeing people struggling with the tires or with the car balance. And today, I think everybody was fairly happy with the balance. So that's probably why. Hopefully it was a great show for everybody. But yeah, we gave all we had at the track.
All you had, and it paid off. We're going to let you go. You've got Pacers coming up. Yeah. You're going to bring them the good luck. Polo and Pacers, let's go.
Let's go. I cannot wait. Yes, sirs.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, guys, so he might not have brought all that mojo to the Pacers. The Pacers ended up losing to the Knicks. But Alex Polo, you saw it in that interview. He's just an amazing person, not just an incredible talent, but his personality, his genuinity. He's just Alex Polo is a great ambassador for the sport of motorsports, for IndyCar in general. So you saw it there in the interview. You're going to see it a heck of a lot more throughout this week and next week, and until we get into WWT Raceway and other ovals moving forward. It's, guys, we're living in a time to be really appreciative of what we're seeing. That's, of course, my opinion, but come on. Right. Agree
with
me.
Richie, we got about a minute left here. You were there for the post-race press conference. How did the press, was the entire press room just snorkeling this guy?
I mean, I don't know if snorkeling is the right way to describe it, but But I think a lot of the media understand the same thing that like Crash and I do. Cole, Kenny, we like this guy, man. Like, he wasn't asked a lot of hard questions at all. And like Crash, you asked the best question, which is why the hell was it so damn hard to pass? But he just, I don't know how you cannot like the guy. He's impossible to dislike, and I think that's a big difference from some of these other motorsports athletes who have dominated. Max Verstappen, Jimmy Johnson, Alex Palou, to me, is just so much different.
So many things to hit during the show, Freak Nation. Coca-Cola 600 still going on as we do this thing. Coming up in the show, Rico Abreu will be joining us here in the Freak Nation. Crasher caught up with a number of IndyCar Series pilots that we will get to a Freak Nation smash-up coming up. It's a big show here on a big freaking night afternoon of motorsports. More Freaks coming up. Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, motorsports radio redefined.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive style. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
Here's to the dream chasers, the glass ceiling breakers, the minivan mothers, the schedule jugglers, and everyday all-stars at the top of their game. We see you making moves, taking names, and rewriting the rules to find your own way. To all the women who keep our world running smooth, we keep you on the move.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Some people, they follow the rule. Here at the Freak Nation, we don't. Go to our YouTube channel at Official Speed Freaks and hit the store link, and you'll be able to own a part of the Freak Nation, from adult to kids' tees, freaking hoodies, beanies, to styling lids, kicks, and coffee mugs, all carrying Speed Freaks attitude that's been rattling cages for 25 years. This ain't fashion. It's a big old fat middle finger to boring.
Hello.
You want to blend in? Keep walking. Hit up Speed Freaks' YouTube page and bang the store link so you, too, can own a part of the Freak Nation.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
For the 2026 season of Speed at Worldwide Technology Raceway are on sale now. The Bomarito Automotive Group 500 in celebration of 66 Festival, June 6th and 7th. The NASCAR Cup Series in Joy, Illinois 300, O'Reilly Auto Parts Series, and Confluence Music Festival, September 11th through 13th. And the NHRA Napa Auto Parts Midwest Nationals, October 2nd through 4th. Save big by going to WWTRaceway.com.
Freak Nation, get this. General Tire has launched a comprehensive Shield Plus Advantage plan for passenger and light truck tires. What that means for you is when you purchase General Tires, the Shield Plus Advantage plan lets you enjoy a complete package of multiple warranties and coverage to get the most from your tires. The plan applies to all General Tire passenger and light truck tires purchased as replacements in the U.S. and Canada with DOT serial numbers. For more information, hit them up on GeneralTire.com. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks for 2 decades.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
It's an encore for you, Freak Nation, from Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
This freaking segment brought to you by good friends at General Tire. Go to GeneralTire.com to find the tires for your summer travel, Freak Nation. It's GeneralTire.com, GeneralTire.com. You need tires on that minivan to haul those kids around, to haul that family all around Southern California, Washington. What about Jersey, Northeast, Florida? Bam, go to GeneralTire.com. Let's see if we have our tech issues resolved here. I think I hear Crash. Crasher, we got you. Do we have Cole Cusumano? Yep.
Check, check.
Got you back. Yep. All right. There we go. Cole Cusumano. Again, wearing the Ray Charles glasses for a good reason. We hope to have the big unveil coming up next hour. Okay, Richie, there it is. This is all happening. Like I said, Freak Nation, top of the show. We hope to get through this damn thing the next 2 hours, given this great production that we have going on for you here, Freak Nation. Crasher, when you look at what Alex Palou has done, 5 out of the first 6 races, hasn't finished lower than second. How can you not consider this guy already? Okay, let me back up just a second. I'm not going to say one of the greatest, but damn it, the last dude to do this was?
AJ Foyt.
It was Al Unser Sr., right? Or I may be confusing Al Unser Sr. or AJ Foyt, but hi, those two names are pretty freaking spectacular. It's right? Bonkers what he's doing, to take a word from your vocabulary, Kenny. Absolutely incredible. And he's so humble about it as well. This guy is, he continues to want more, but you don't get mad at him for that. You don't think that he's being greedy or cocky, because he's just like, don't put me at a legendary status yet, because, you know, there's still so much more that we have to do. And I'm like, what more do you have to do? You are a 3-time champion already. You're still in your 20s. And now for the 2025 season, you've won 5 out of the first 6 races. And now you just won the Indy 500. Oh, by the way, couldn't close on an oval. Couldn't do that at all. Ooh, but now he just did, on the greatest oval in the entire world. This guy is firing on all 1,000 cylinders. And what's his peak? Has he peaked yet? I don't know. It's just, this is fun. We need to appreciate what we're watching, because he is really good. He is a really good guy. And this is greatness happening in front of us. I don't want anybody to get mad at Alex Palou running away with the IndyCar season, because we're witnessing something we haven't witnessed in over, 20, 30 years. And I don't know when the next time is that we will witness this. So soak it up while we have it now.
Hey, Cole Cusumano, you being the residential NASCAR snorkeler that you are, you recognize greatness when you see it. And this isn't a full Alex Palou stroke fest, but given the statistician that you are, seeing what Alex Palou's doing, the significance of these race wins and not finishing lower than second, there's not just 5 cars out there, bro. There's almost a couple of dozen. There are 33 cars out there, and he was the one to finish first for the Indy 500.
It's honestly mind-blowing. And I was saying off the airways before we went live, it reminds me a lot. I'm a late bloomer, by the way, to the motorsport scene, but it reminds me a lot of watching Jimmy Johnson back in the day in the 2010s and whatnot. But even better than that, I mean, 5 of the first 6 races, you go to victory lane, lowest finish is second. And per Fox, it's the first time since 1979 with AJ Foyt this has happened.
Damn.
It's just completely unbelievable. And I'm enjoying every second of it. Like I said, when I first joined Speed Freaks, I appreciate greatness. I'm soaking it all in, and I think everybody at home should too. And as Crash pointed out, and as we could all see on TV, he just holds himself so well.
Right.
He is so humble, and that's a guy you really want to root for.
Hey, Richie, given the storylines from today's race and from the perspective of you two hanging out in the greatest spectacle in racing, the Indy 500, could you actually grasp all these stories, sub-stories that were developing? Fires, warm-up laps, crashes, six-time champion Scott Dixon's got all this fires in the pits. Could you grasp what we were watching on TV?
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what made the race so good in the first place was because we were witnessing that, and I knew all of it. In fact, going back to the Scott McLaughlin wrecking on the caution laps prior to the green flag even being dropped, Crash and I were at the very end of pit lane near the pit stall of Robert Schwartzman. And so we're like, all right, cool, we're about to go green. And both Crash and I just hear the sound of a wrecked race car. I look up and I see a yellow race car going across the grass. And I'm outside watching from the stands for a little bit while I see I just hear fans go, whoa! And it's, you know, Marco Andretti wrecking, right? It's a fire on pit lane. It's me walking down to Robert Schwartzman's pit after his pit incident where he couldn't quite get slowed down. And one of his crew members being seemingly having some sort of a leg injury being hauled off on a stretcher. You know, he seemed to be doing okay. We didn't get any official statements, but yes, I knew exactly everything that was going on. And that's what made this race to me. I put this out at Speed Freaks on Twitter, and you can go vote on it, which is grade the race. And I gave it an 8.4. I thought this race had storylines and drama. Very specific. Yes, exactly. Very specific. And the storylines create the drama, and the drama is why I watch sports. Plain and simple. And this Indy 500 had it 11 out of 10 times. And that's why I really, even though the racing was not good, the drama was there, and that's why I watch sports.
How could you say the racing wasn't good? I'm not saying it's great. Racing was good. There were some gnarly moves at 240 miles an hour that, again, you don't see in the Coca-Cola 600, even if you put a nitrous tank in 20 of the freaking cars.
Valid. We did see some 4 and 5 wide coming out of that front stretch that I was scared to death as they were diving into turn one, but yet they made it work. So you're right. There were some really exciting instances on track. I think what Richie's alluding to is the fact that we're comparing the total number of passes for the lead from the 2023 and the 2024 races, which were in the 40 plus range, to today. You didn't have that much. Did you have passing throughout the field? Yes. And did you have, like I just talked about, 3-4 wide? Yes. But the actual passes for the lead organically on the track were very limited. Is that the hybrid, the extra weight of the car? Was it the temperatures? Was it just setups that people weren't quite prepared for coming off of a hot carb day, hot-ish, into a very cooler and damper and heavier air race day on Sunday? There's so many reasons, but it just, we didn't have the passes for the lead that we had in the past. And sometimes that makes better racing.
Colt Cusumano, give me 5 storylines from the Coca-Cola 600 that even match up with some of the things that we've even talked about. I don't want to be the the old man on the yard saying, no, Coca-Cola 600 doesn't measure up to what we saw with the Indy 500.
Don't lie. Do not sugarcoat. Do not sugarcoat, Cole. I do not want to hear you sugarcoat this for 1 second. When the storyline is the red flag that happened midway through the race, get out of here.
Well, Carson Hocevar started from 39th and charged all the way up into the top 5. All the way up to 2nd place.
Cody, play the yawn sound that we have.
Wrecking. We have William Byron, who has swept all 3 stages and now is winning once again with about 50 to go. We had Kyle Larson, who was attempting the double, who actually wrecked out once again at the Indy 500. He went multiple laps down, had a toe link malfunction, and he was able to rally into the top 15 before he wrecked as well. You had guys like Ryan Blaney get involved in incidents. You had Kyle Busch get involved in multiple incidents. Okay, I'm going to put it blunt right here. I saw more entertainment in the first stage of the Coke 600 than the entire Indianapolis 500 from a racing perspective. However, the last 30 to 40 laps was when the racing picked up in Indy. I love what I saw from Alex Palou making that move for the lead on Ericsson. Outside of that, I will go on record saying the attrition was off the charts, but the racing as a whole did not do it for me.
Bro, you're BSing right now.
Give me all the flames.
You're Stephen A. Smithing. You're trying and it ain't working, bro. It is not working. Chat, light his ass up. Please, Freak Nation, light his ass up.
Flame me. I could take it. I could take it.
Richie, the truth is Cole Cusumano recognizes, I don't want to use the word greatness again, but Cole Cusumano is an individual, and I appreciate this. He recognizes something that's significant, and Cole Cusumano needs to see the Indy 500 in person.
Yes.
Your perspective of the 500 just changes. It just freaking changes once you see it live. All right, guys.
Cole, do we got a break? Damn it.
Yeah, we got a break. Yeah, we got a break. Maybe in the next 4 minutes we can convince Cole to come on over to the bright side. He's still down there at the dark side.
Got another hour of that.
Yeah. All right, Freak Nation, coming up. Lundgaard will be here. Herta will be here. Hinchcliffe will be here. Rossi will be here. Rico Abreu will be here in the Freak Nation. And maybe Coca-Cola 600 winner. Oh, yeah. More freaks coming up. Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, motorsports radio redefined.
Some people, they follow the rule. Here at the Freak Nation, we don't. Go to our YouTube channel at Official Speed Freaks and hit the store link. And you'll be able to own a part of the Freak Nation, from adult to kids tees, freaking hoodies, beanies to styling lids, kicks, and coffee mugs. All carrying Speed Freaks attitude that's been rattling cages for 25 years. This ain't fashion. It's a big old fat middle finger to boring.
Hello.
You want to blend in? Keep walking. Hit up Speed Freaks YouTube page and bang the store link so you too can own a part of the Freak Nation.
From the labs at Lucas Oil Products, Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment is a multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. For every fill-up of gas or diesel, add one 16-ounce can of Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. One bottle can treat a tank of up to 21 gallons. Its special additives allows a better fuel burn to help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil. It works.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive style. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
For the 2026 season of Speed at Worldwide Technology Raceway are on sale now. The Bomarito Automotive Group 500 in celebration of 66 Festival, June 6th and 7th. The NASCAR Cup Series in Joy, Illinois 300, O'Reilly Auto Parts Series, and Confluence Music Festival, September 11th through 13th. And the NHRA Napa Auto Parts Midwest Nationals, October 2nd through 4th. Save big by going to WWTRaceway.com.
Getting more as a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member is easier than ever with the Lowe's app. Download it today and earn 500 points the first time you log in. Plus, your digital wallet helps you scan, save, earn, and access what you need to manage it all in one place. Download the Lowe's app and take advantage of your pro benefits today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 12-125 to 1-726. Offer valid for first login per organization only. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Additional restrictions apply. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for more details. Subject to change.
Here's a real-life story that affects 50% of all of us out there. It's called divorce. If you've gotten divorced and now you're struggling to pay your bills and your credit card debts are completely out of control, you need to call this special debt relief hotline right now. We help people with all kinds of money problems caused by different life challenges, a divorce, a job loss, even heavy medical bills. All these life events can sometimes financially stress you out and cause you to get out of control. We help people get their lives back by showing them ways to consolidate and reduce their debt, in some cases for a fraction of what they owe. If your credit card balances are more than $10,000, call us and learn how to reduce your credit card bills and monthly payments now. Here's our number.
Paid for by Debt.com. Call now at 800-810-1820. 800-810-1820. 800-810-1820. That's 800-810-1820.
Here's to the dream chasers, the glass ceiling breakers, the minivan mothers, the schedule jugglers, and everyday all-stars at the top of their game. We see you making moves, taking names, and rewriting the rules to find your own way. To all the women who keep our world running smooth, we keep you on the move.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
You're listening to a freaking encore edition of Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Crash, you had a chance to catch up with a number of IndyCar Series pilots, so we've kind of mashed it up here. Herta, Lundgaard, Hinchcliffe, of course, you see who calls the race. And also in there is Rossi. It's Crasher, IndyCar pilots, a little mashup here with the Freak Nation prior to the Indy 500.
This guy's a race car driver, but your new role is dad. I want to know how many diapers you've changed. Ready, set, go.
I mean, more than I can count.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty good at it.
Tell me how.
Well, I mean, compared to where I started, I should say I'm pretty good at it. To a seasoned mother, probably not. But no, the hard part is, whatever. It's you. So you got circumcised, right? And so like having to put the Vaseline on every time for it's been a lot.
Mom of a daughter, didn't know that.
Especially when they're kicking and karate chopping you. But other than that, it's been great. Yeah.
Didn't think that was coming. So right. Here we are. You know,
yeah.
I mean, whatever. You've got all of this going on with the Indy 500, but do you feel a little bit of a relief that I'm a dad now? None of this stuff, this stress really matters as much as it did maybe in the past.
I don't know that relief is the right word. Maybe like it's nice to leave the track and like kind of leave it all behind, right? Because you've got something of more importance when you get home, instead of getting home and it just consumes you until you go to bed. And then you wake up the next day still thinking about either the good parts or the bad parts of the race car. Now it's like you think about the racing stuff when you're at the track and not when you're at home. So that's been nice.
When you leave Indy, how do you get ready for the summer grind? How do you decompress from a place like this and then go week to week to week, Detroit, WWTR, and then the rest of everything?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're all pretty used to Detroit being immediately after. So that one's pretty straightforward. But I tell you what, the June and July stretch that we're going to have is pretty brutal. I don't know that you can prepare other than just the biggest thing is to, you know, make sure you stay healthy. Like you're going to lose fitness throughout that summertime just because you're traveling so much. You can't have your normal like training schedule. And then with travel and hotels and airplanes and everything, like you just got to make sure you don't stay sick in my mind. And if you can do that, then I think you'll be in pretty good shape.
You don't have a traveling chef?
I do not. I need to win more races, I think, before that's an option.
No, you just write that into your contract, Ed.
Right. Well, yes, I will maybe do that next time we have this go around.
Speaking of week to week to week, maintain focus, whether it's mentally or physically. And heck, maybe the baby helps now.
IndyCar, it's so each event is so different, right? Which is kind of what we pride ourselves on in terms of the diversity of the schedule and the tracks and everything. So it's actually pretty easy to stay focused because it's almost impossible to get into like a routine because every time you're going to a different type of track and it's a different thought process.
Colton Herta back in the Speed Freaks pits. And Colton, Indy is a monster. It is a behemoth. How post-Indy do you decompress and then get ready for the summer grind in the IndyCar series?
I don't like to do any of that. You know, I like the chaoticness of the season. I wish we had more races. My job, I think, is relatively easy because, you know, during the week, we don't have much to go over. Obviously, we do have a pretty extensive pre-event and post-event meetings and you know, we go through the data and whatnot.
So what do you do to stay busy besides getting on the cell phone and calling your fellow drivers and pranking them?
What's up?
¿Qué pasa?
Not much. I'm just in bed, just calling to say goodnight.
Oh, thank you. I like it.
Yeah, no problem.
What do you do either to have fun, to stay focused, or, like I said, to stay busy?
Yeah, I mean, like I guess like a midweek for me would look like working out in the mornings. We'll probably go through meetings up until mid to late afternoon, around 3 p.m. I love to golf, so maybe I'll go to the golf course around 3 p.m.
What's your handicap?
I'm not good. I'm probably around like an 18 right now, but I'm getting better.
Christian Lundgaard joins us in the Speed Freaks pits, the Lucas Oil Studios. We're family members, essentially. I want to know something, though. You've been doing a lot of chatter, a lot of fodder, a lot of appearances, Bubba Watson, golf. Had your girlfriend not been so keen in into golf and as good as she is, would you be a part of all this, or is this just something that's the month of May?
That's a good question. I do think I potentially would have been a part of it, but I don't think I would be as good as I am. I think since we started dating, my golf game took a pretty rapidly getting to the better. I kind of started a year and a half before I met her. So I guess we're on 2.5 years now of playing golf. My parents really built a house on a golf course back in 2015. So I've lived on the side of a driving range for a good 7 years before I really came here, but never played the golf course. Until, when was that, November last year?
You lived right next to this driving range, never played it for 7 years until last year, 2024.
Yep. Yeah, it was the first time I actually played with my dad as well. And then we have a house in Malaga, Spain, where we spent New Year's, where the girlfriend came as well, and we played some golf there and came back to the States. And I played with my dad here 2 days ago. So it's always fun. I mean, for me, it's nice to switch off in that way. And obviously having Gabby on the side that can, you know, help with me getting better in that, but also her being surrounded in my environment, and she understands how I react under certain types of pressure, and it helps her too. So at the end of the day, it's kind of a good mix where we can help each other.
Of course, we're talking about his girlfriend. She is, would you say, an amateur golfer or semi-pro?
She's a collegiate golfer. She has a year left of eligibility, plays at Tulane in New Orleans, but the plan is to go pro next year. She played a U.S. Open qualifier on the Wednesday before Barber. I got to be the caddy. I thought it was 18 holes. It turns out it was 36. So I had to walk around with the bag for 36 holes, which was still fun. I mean, for me, it was much more just, you know, being there and supporting than anything else, as she is for me here and at other races. But I think that was one of the best weeks I've had. Obviously, my result on Sunday helped, but I think just the week that we had in general, we flew out there Monday morning, had two practice rounds Monday and Tuesday, and then she played on Wednesday. That was the first time I properly was involved. I'd been to some of her tournaments earlier in the year down in New Orleans and seeing how she was performing, but it's difficult being on the sidelines versus being the caddy and telling her, hey, you got to focus on this. Also, because I know...
Can you give her good advice? You're a good caddy?
She says I have a future in caddying. But at the end of the day, it's because I know what I want in that situation if it was me, right? So I have that understanding as well, and it helps that I kind of take the game serious versus just going out and whacking balls by myself. But it was such a good week, because then we had the 36 holes for the U.S. Open qualifier. Wednesday night, we flew to Barber. And then, obviously, we started driving on Friday, and we had a great weekend, got a podium, finished second on Sunday, and we flew back, and we were like, hey, this was probably one of the best weeks we've had, just because we were together all week, and which doesn't happen very often, because she lives in New Orleans for school, so it was just very pleasant.
School's coming to an end, or if it isn't already ended, we're in the summer months. This was a good luck streak. Is this going to become your streak leading into races all summer? She's with you. She calms you down. You guys feed off each other, and then you go podium.
Yeah, I mean, she's here this week, so let's hope. But no, it's great. I think she was here for the GP. She actually turned down a school trip to come here, and instead the school had a trip to Spain for 2 weeks, and she decided to come here and support me. She's from Indiana. She's from Carmel. So her family's close as well. So I think that played a part more than me just being here and this race that's going on this weekend.
Some sort of little race.
Yeah, it's just a little race.
You know this face, James Hinchcliffe, on the Fox broadcast for IndyCar. We see you on F1. Obviously, we just love everything you do in front of a mic. Meanwhile, we get set to do this interview. You tell me you know Steph?
Oh, Steph?
What's
going
on?
Yeah, old friends, Steph and I. We when she was at the 500, we had dinner night of the race down in St. Elmo's. Lovely human being. Big fan. Big fan.
Have you gone to her concerts?
I have. That's my favorite concert I've ever been to. Was the Little Monsters tour in Toronto.
You're being serious.
I'm being dead serious. I'm a huge Gaga fan.
James, how have you been able to detach yourself from the drama that's been going on? Because you're friends with these guys at the same time of needing to tell a story to a world that doesn't really know the background.
Yeah, it's an interesting balance. You know, obviously, like as you say, I know everyone in this paddock. I've worked with most people in this paddock. I'm friends with pretty much all of them. But at the same time, we have a job, we have a duty, you know, and the current role to tell that story, to educate the viewers. And that's kind of how I look at it. It's not about necessarily giving my opinion on anything that's happening. It's explaining the situation as I see it and letting the viewers kind of make their own opinions from there. So it's something that I hope I do, you know, thoroughly and from an educated standpoint, but also as unbiasedly as possible. And it can be a challenge, but it's part of the fun.
How much of it is you bringing in your past knowledge, even though things have changed in the cars, albeit small, but they've changed, but you still have that knowledge base as a driver from the cockpit?
Yeah, it's a balance of, you know, me taking my experience from behind the wheel, but then also, I mean, I pepper these guys with questions all the time.
Freak Nation, James Hinchcliffe, and a slew of IndyCar Series pilots. A little mashup for you with IndyCar's with IndyCar coverage from Crash Gladys, who's there at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Coming up next, did you see that finish for the Coca-Cola 600? We'll talk about that. And Rico Abreu and your Indy 500 champion. Join us in the second hour of the Freaks. Lucas Oil Studio.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Here's to the Dream Chasers. The glass ceiling breakers, the minivan mothers, the schedule jugglers, and everyday all-stars at the top of their game. We see you making moves, taking names, and rewriting the rules to find your own way. To all the women who keep our world running smooth, we keep you on the move.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive style. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. That's 800-917-8730.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Some people, they follow the rule. Here at the Freak Nation, we don't. Go to our YouTube channel at Official Speed Freaks and hit the store link. You'll be able to own a part of the Freak Nation, from adult to kids' tees, freaking hoodies, beanies, to styling lids, kicks, and coffee mugs. All carrying Speed Freaks attitude that's been rattling cages for 25 years. This ain't fashion. It's a big old fat middle finger to boring.
Hello.
You want to blend in? Keep walking. Hit up Speed Freaks YouTube page.
Cool.
And bang the store link so you too can own a part of the Freak Nation.
tickets for the 2026 season of speed at Worldwide Technology Raceway are on sale now. The Bomarito Automotive Group 500 in celebration of 66 Festival, June 6th and 7th. The NASCAR Cup Series Enjoy Illinois 300, O'Reilly Auto Parts Series, and Confluence Music Festival, September 11th through 13th. And the NHRA Napa Auto Parts Midwest Nationals, October 2nd through 4th. Save big by going to WWTRaceway.com.
Freak Nation, get this. General Tire has launched a comprehensive Shield Plus Advantage plan for passenger and light truck tires. What that means for you is when you purchase General Tires, the Shield Plus Advantage plan lets you enjoy a complete package of multiple warranties and coverage to get the most from your tires. The plan applies to all General Tire passenger and light truck tires purchased as replacements in the U.S. and Canada with DOT serial numbers. For more information, hit them up on GeneralTire.com. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks for two decades.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
I don't think we deserve it yet. I mean, it's amazing that our name, it's with those names. They are legends, not only of IndyCar and the Speedway, it's just motorsport in general. It's still amazing. I love to hear that, but yeah, I don't think we're there yet.
No, the hard part is so you got circumcised, right? And so like having to put the Vaseline on every time for yeah.
What's up?
¿Qué pasa?
Not much. I'm just in bed, just calling to say goodnight.
What's going on?
Yeah, old friends, Steph and I. We, when she was at the 500, we had dinner night of the race down in St. Elmo's. Lovely human being.
Who's the Roger Penske of High Limit Racing that tries to cheat their way into a win?
I don't know. I mean, everyone's freaking out about me wearing a Polar watch that I track my heart rate with. I'd say if it's anybody, it's us.
Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios, driven by General Tire.
Rock on, baby!
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks. It's an encore for you, Freak Nation, from Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio Redefined.
All Freak Nation, second hour of the Freaks, we got us a winner for the Coca-Cola 600. We spent the first hour watching the race as you were. Freak Nation, as you watch this live on YouTube, Facebook Live, another slew of other video outlets, you are watching the same thing we are. But if you're watching us on Racer Network, you already know who won the damn thing, right? All right. Well, big second hour for you coming up, Freak Nation. Mr. Ross Chastain wins your 2025 Coca-Cola 600. We'll talk more about that in moments. Alex Palou, your Indy 500 winner, will be joining us this hour. Also, we hope to hear from Rico Abreu. Dude is on a freaking streak, man, running in the High Limit Series, Sprint Car Series. He'll be joining us this hour. Richie Crasher, hanging out in Annapolis, spent the entire 4 or 5 days at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. You guys don't look any worse for wear. I guess that's what'll happen when you're smelling ethanol for the majority of the time. So Crasher and Richie checking in from Indianapolis. Cole Cusimano wearing the Ray Charles glasses. He's not Corey Hart. Sunglasses at night. He's wearing them for a reason. We wanted to maintain viewership on our sundry of video outlets at least for an hour and 45 minutes. He'll take those glasses off with a big reveal with those damn peepers that he's got going on. How you feeling right about now, Cole?
I am stunned right now after that Coke 600 finish.
Yeah.
My eyes are fine. I'm focused on the race and motorsports today. It was an incredible day all around. Yep. Outside of Monaco, that was an awful, awful race.
Yeah, that's frankly over the last 20 years that you can just it's enough Formula One talk, Freak Nation. But Cole was doing this during that last break, Freak Nation. If you watch the last 10 laps of the Coca-Cola 600, finally, I'm up on the wheel. I'm up on the edge of my seat. It's got me engaged because Ross Chastain is chasing down Cole Cusimano's BFF in William Boring. And then Ross Chastain, bam, a little lap traffic got in the way of William Boring. And the Watermelon Man takes care of it. And Cole says, Kenny, were you cheering like that today during the Indianapolis 500? I said, oh, hell yes, I was. So much so that me and my 11-year-old daughter got in a nice little argument. Got in a very nice argument. And frankly, a very uncomfortable argument. She did not want Alex Palou to win that race so bad that it affected probably half of our afternoon. Look at Crash. It's amazing. She's stunned. Crash, you can talk. We're talking about you're the other half of that daughter. Go ahead.
I know. And I know that she's not able to grasp a greatness that is Alex Palou right now. And right. She just wants to see different drivers win, including the drivers that she happens to like Alexander Rossi, Pato O'Ward, Scott Dixon. But guys, I said it the first hour, this guy is absolutely a miraculous talent. He's just, we've got to respect what he's doing because it's not common. It hasn't been done since 1979. It was AJ Foyt. It was Al Unser Sr. These guys are decades from their legendary status. And Alex Palou has rebirthed this sort of greatness. So yeah, we need to really respect this. Fast forward to the Coca-Cola 600 and Ross Chastain. I like that he made that interesting because Richie and I were laughing in the last break that, okay, here goes William Byron again with another, oh, not a dominant race, a choke job. Just like Darlington. Darlington, he choked the most laps led. Charlotte, Coca-Cola 600 choking the most laps led. Hello?
Mm-hmm. Is that the sign of greatness, Cole Cusimano?
He's a fraud.
That's some deja vu right there. Right, yeah, exactly, Crash. Same exact thing happened pretty much at Darlington earlier this year, but he led over 280 laps, and those last 50, 60 laps or so were incredible. So I had my phone propped up over here. So third place running in the race was...
Where are you looking, Cole? Are you looking at the camera or are you looking at the computer? I can't tell with those sunglasses.
I'll look at the camera.
There you go.
Yeah. So Tyler Reddick...
See, now you look like Tom Cruise.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. I love Tom Cruise. Tyler Reddick wrecked right in front of William Byron with like 50 to go. He was running third place. After that, Denny Hamlin and him are going back and forth the entire time, and William Byron was able to hold him at bay. Then you had Ross Chastain, who started dead last in this race, charged from the rear of the field, passed Byron with 5 to go to win this race, the biggest race of his career. Oh, and by the way, this morning on the I-10, a watermelon truck crashed, watermelons all over the 10. So this was a little sign of things to come, I guess, for later on today. But wow, what a race.
Yeah, it happened, Freak Nation.
Hey, what was Money Stop Cole? What was the odds on Ross Chastain after qualifying? Which is, I was surprised to see because I was so busy with Indy 500 stuff, obviously. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize when I saw the little stat pop up there on the Amazon broadcast that I was like, I literally had to rewind for like 30 seconds. Like, wait, did that really say he started dead last in this race and still won? Like, well, the odds had to have been elite if you bet on him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, going in, they were over plus 2,000, so I would assume they were even more beyond that. So yeah, if you bet Ross Chastain following his practice wreck, which by the way, he had the best 10 through 20 lap average in practice, you made out very handsomely. So congratulations to you. Congratulations to Ross Chastain.
There you go, Freak Nation. Finally, 10 laps left for the Coca-Cola 6 freaking 100. We had some interesting conversations off mic, Freak Nation. And Crasher, going back to what you said, yes, we're appreciating greatness, but there's no way that I could articulate what our 11-year-old is going through when Alex Palou won that 500. I couldn't spell 500 at 11 years old, much less comment about the damn race. But she gets passionate for her teams and her drivers, and she just did not want Alex Palou to win another damn race, Crasher.
Apparently, me texting you guys in the threads and you alone as well, Kenny, we were ahead of what TV was, and I apparently text you something about Palou before he took the lead from Erickson with several laps to go, and she texts me immediately, I heard what you text Dad. And I'm like, wait a minute. So you didn't know? I'm like, am I ahead of you guys? I mean, I know that we were sitting, Richie and I were sitting in the media center at that particular moment with 20 or whatever to go. But I didn't realize that TV was that far behind. I thought we were watching what you were watching. So I apologize for that, our dear daughter, Henley. But at the same time, Alex Pillow, my goodness, he even said in his interview with us, I think we're going to replay it this hour, that he was biding his time. He was waiting and he was trying for three laps to figure out what the right move would be over Ericsson. And he just, the guy's a freaking surgeon when it comes to track medical stuff. But he was watching Ericsson's lines. He knew exactly when he was going to make the right move, and he did it. He did it when the time came to him, and Ericsson left an opening. It's just what Pillow does, how he studies other drivers, how he makes things work to his benefit is mind-boggling.
Hey, Cole Cusumano, do me a favor. Every now and then you're doing it. Just keep moving your head because it looks like Weekend at Bernie's in this TV screen where we got a freaking cadaver propped up in one of these squares.
I got to show that I'm not in a sleep right now. Yeah.
Again, Freak Nation, if you're just tuning in, Cole Cusumano isn't trying to be the cool man on campus, man. He's got this a peeper problem that we're going to reveal.
Thanks for the Tom Cruise comment, man. I really like appreciate that. Yeah.
Risky business.
It would have been so much funnier if we just did the entire show and didn't miss it once.
Yeah, true.
That would have been, that would have been the joke of all jokes right there. Back to you, Kenny.
Ross Chastain with a crazy win. You heard Cole Cusumano talk about this. Dude worked his way all the way from the back, wrecked in practice, went to a backup car and worked his way. Just, you got 600 miles for so many things to go wrong. And it's still crazy. It's just the advancement of technology and the automobile, the engine and everything that goes along with it. How you can still have so many cars bunched together to finish on a lead lap after 600 freaking miles. Again, I know I sound like I just started watching this or stopped watching it in 1975. And then all of a sudden here I am in 2025, but still, it's still amazing that
that's why the IndyCar race was so much better. It was hard to drive those cars today. It was hard.
It was hard to watch too at times.
Oh, Cole.
Get at it. Cole, thank goodness I'm not in that same studio right now because I would come over there and I would slap those silly ass sunglasses off your face. So
hey, Richie, stop. I'm going to share with you guys, Freak Nation, why we have a package of Rice-A-Roni, something I haven't had in 30 years here in the Freak Nation. That, more on Ross Chastain's win, and Rico Abreu coming up. Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studio.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
As your power steering pump ages, seal leaks may occur, causing the power steering system to lose fluid. Your power steering system may also develop an annoying squeal, and the steering may become more difficult to handle. By using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you will stop the seal leaks, reduce slack in rack and pinion, eliminate the squeals and hard spots in your power steering system. It is guaranteed to stop seal leaks or your money back. Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. It works.
Freak Nation, get this. General Tire has launched a comprehensive Shield Plus Advantage plan for passenger and light truck tires. What that means for you is when you purchase General Tires, the Shield Plus Advantage plan lets you enjoy a complete package of multiple warranties and coverage to get the most from your tires. The plan applies to all General Tire passenger and light truck tires purchased as replacements in the U.S. and Canada with DOT serial numbers. For more information, hit them up on generaltire.com. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks for two decades.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-798-9512. 800-798-9512. 800-798-9512. That's 800-798-9512.
Some people, they follow the rule. Here at the Freak Nation, we don't. Go to our YouTube channel at Official Speed Freaks and hit the store link. And you'll be able to own a part of the Freak Nation, from adult to kids tees, freaking hoodies, beanies, to styling lids, kicks, and coffee mugs. All carrying Speed Freaks attitude. It's been rattling cages for 25 years. This ain't fashion. It's a big old fat middle finger to boring.
Hello.
You want to blend in? Keep walking. Hit up Speed Freak's YouTube page.
Cool.
And bang the store link so you too can own a part of the Freak Nation.
Speed Freaks, motorsports radio redefined.
Coming at you one more time, Freak Nation. It's an encore presentation of Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio Redefined.
This segment brought to you by good friends at Lucas Oil. Do yourself a favor, Freak Nation. I say it every Sunday and Wednesday on Horsepower Hump Day, by the way, on YouTube. Go to lucasoil.com. Inside your engine, outside your engine, Lucas Oil has the products to keep them all fat and happy. Two-wheel, four-wheel, speedboat, bam. Go to Lucas Oil. .com. All right, I made the comment about Weekend at Bernie's. Cole Cusimano wearing the sunglasses. He's got a peeper problem. His eyes have some issues, and we're saving you, Freak Nation, from looking at his eyes. I said, dude, you've got to wear sunglasses because we need people to watch this show. And since I made the comment about Tom Cruise, I said, yes, you get to wear the Days of Thunder jacket. I mean, this is a legitimate Days of Thunder jacket that I typically have on the seat behind me. There he is. So
look at this. This is the coolest jacket ever. It's a cast and crew jacket.
Right.
They don't call me Cole for nothing. Cole Trickle, baby.
Right.
Look at this.
That's probably like a small jacket. Damn, Cole.
No, this is not a small.
I know it's not. Ross Chastain with the Coca-Cola 600 win. We'll get to that. Freak Nation, real quick. I brought this up going into break. How we've never had Rice Aroni, right, Crasher, in our home as couple, right?
What?
Have we ever had any Rice Aroni?
That's crazy.
Not that I'm aware, but I do like it. Yeah. I mean, it's yum. Let's just be honest.
Well, I did something today I've not done in a couple of decades. When we do our show live on Memorial Day weekend, which we typically do, we just get set like it's a regular Sunday. But I decided to invite, again, Cody, who's off camera, helping produce this damn thing. His lovely mother, I said, last week I said, dude, we're going to have dinner over here. Cole Cusimano, who, if he could, would eat steak every freaking day. I said, Cole, you bring the steaks. Cody, you bring the sweets. I'll bring some freaking starch. All right.
Starch.
Corn. I said corn and
corn
salad.
Yeah.
All right. Fast forward to this afternoon, Cody texts us saying, something to the effect of, I'm sorry what I'm about to do. And I'm like, oh my God, what the hell's about to happen? He walks in the door with three freaking boxes of sweets, chocolates, because our 11-year-old daughter, Henley, loves chocolate. And she's part of this extravaganza as well. So we start off with that. Cody's mother makes Cole a cake, makes all of us a cake, and then red, white, blue freaking car. It's off the chain, man. Mm-hmm. So we got that. Cole brings over some delicious freaking New York strips. He's getting set to cook those things. And I'm asking these happy bastards about what kind of size you want, man. All these guys would do, if they had their druthers, meaning I'd druther do this, they would just eat steak. They don't like greens. Mm-hmm. They didn't. It's like, did you even finish your corn?
I did. It was good stuff.
You like it?
I love corn on the cob. Yeah. I don't eat greens though. Are you kidding me? I'm a carnivore.
I know. And I said, "What else do you want?" And he says, "Rice-a-roni." Who? What?
You said, "What do I eat with steak?"
Yes.
My mom makes rice-a-roni for. I don't know why she makes it.
Can you sit up?
It goes great with steak.
Right.
Get the blood soaking up in the rice-a-roni. Ah, perfect.
So, if you would have looked in on our meal prior to going live tonight, we had these big, fat, awesome steaks, some corn, and rice-a-roni. We had no greens. I said, "What are you guys doing? You pushing out pine cones every day? Had no fiber in your damn diet? What the hell is this, man? Seriously, do you have hemorrhoids at your young age right now?"
Not that I know of. No, I'm good.
Do you ever turn around and look at your bowels? Your
no.
bowel movement?
No, I don't.
You might need to. If this is all you're eating.
I am getting up there in age, so I think you're right.
And what do we say? We should sprinkle a little fiber calm on top of it.
Oh my god.
Are you guys okay over there without
Richie? That was my dinner. We had corn, which is starch. And then we had rice-a-roni, which is starch.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had these beautiful sirloins. They were really very good. Nice job on that.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we got 36 pounds of chocolate over on the island in our kitchen.
Who's better than us? Come on. You want to be us. You want to be us. Come on. You know you do.
I'm very jealous because Crash and I for dinner had a non-sponsor of the show in a drive-thru.
Yeah. I hope it was Zaxby's.
What was it?
McDonald's.
Sorry.
Man. I blame the Minneapolis Motor Speedway media people and the great food service people there who kept us fed so well all weekend with delicious cannolis. Amongst
cannolis
and cheesecake. And then they just, when the race was over, they wanted to go home. And so we didn't have any food to eat while we were waiting for Alex below. And so we had to, you know, make do.
You know what? That's what we need to do. We need to just, let's get a backwards pine cone text going, because we're all pushing up backwards pine cones for the next 24, 48 hours. Right? Because if you did McDonald's and we do rice-a-roni, Cole, this is natural for you, right?
Yeah, this is nothing. I have no problems whatsoever.
That's the biggest Dan Ray. What are we doing?
Well, again, we got Cole with some busted up peepers wearing sunglasses, mm-hmm. wearing the Tom Cruise Days of Thunder jacket. Alex Palou wins his very first oval, and it just so happens to be the Indianapolis 500. Ross Chastain, who started in the back of the field, wins the damn race over when Cody's over there about to crap himself. Cody might not need that fiber because he's laughing so hard off camera. Look, you guys have to be punch drunk because you got up, 4 a.m. Eastern time and then got to the G-damn media lot at 6 a.m. and couldn't get in there?
Rich, you got up before me. I found out on our drive because I was a 4 o'clock-ish wake-up call. Right. And Richie apparently was already up at 3:30?
I'm glad you brought that up, Crash, because you got to go to the Speed Freaks Twitter account because I'm going to retweet this video that I retweeted at 3:45 in the morning Eastern time from the Formula 2 race. And it is one of the greatest things I've ever seen. And so I was up early to watch the Formula 2 race at Monaco, and it was incredible. I'm gonna retweet it right now. Go at Speed Freaks if you're watching us live on YouTube. You can go see this video again. It is great. It is awesome. I promise.
It was actually an exciting part of Monaco. So the Monaco Grand Prix did not suck completely. The Formula One part of it did, but this, what'd you say? It was the F2 race was just as chaotic, if not more, than the Indy 500. Chaos was the term of racing Christmas today. Memorial Day racing Christmas.
Right.
Because honestly, if you're talking about a NASCAR finisher, a NASCAR winner that came from the back to win the damn thing. That's chaos in and of itself, too. Chaos is the term for today, this weekend, Memorial Day, racing Christmas.
And I think Cole or Cody brought this up, where you have Scotty Mack, Scott McLaughlin, who, again, the dude who didn't get popped with Roger Penske prior to the 500, he goes out on the warm-up laps. Bam, he's gone. And on that note, on the Penske, Joseph Newgarden had issues with the car, so he gone. I didn't hear Will Power's name mentioned once during that race.
Very true.
What the hell happened with Will Power, Crasher?
He was a mid-packer, but honestly, he was always just a couple spots behind Newgarden. As Newgarden was climbing, Power was too. He was just a little bit behind him. All eyes seemed to be at the time on Newgarden until his fuel pickup issues happened and he was done for the day. But, I mean, Will wasn't far behind. What happened once Newgarden went out is the focus went to Connor Daly, David Malukas, and whoever was chasing them around at the time. Marcus Ericsson was vaulting himself, and Alex Palou's just chilling out going, I'm here whenever somebody makes a mistake, or I'm here whenever I can just get around your ass. So that's essentially how the race went towards the end. But, I mean, Power wasn't a nobody. He was just a mid-packer most of the day.
P19 today for Will Power.
Oh, finished much farther back than I expected. Damn it.
Did the Roger Penske cheating scandal calm down this morning for race day?
I can't say it was non-existent. Obviously, still people were talking about it.
The boos were off the chain all day.
Valid. Talk about that. We got a break.
I did hear the boos when Roger Penske got up to speak prior to start your engines or whatever the hell he was doing. There were boos there at the track, right?
No, the boos were when Joseph Newgarden was introduced at driver intros. And it wasn't Roger Penske necessarily. It was Joseph Newgarden.
All right. Freak Nation. Alex Palou joining us here in the Freak Nation. Rico Abreu, more on Ross Chastain's winning the Coca-Cola 600. All the way from back of the pack. More Freaks coming up. Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive style. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
Here's to the dream chasers, the glass ceiling breakers, the minivan mothers, the schedule jugglers, and everyday all-stars at the top of their game. We see you making moves, taking names, and rewriting the rules to find your own way. To all the women who keep our world running smooth, we keep you on the move.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Some people, they follow the rule. Here at the Freak Nation, we don't. Go to our YouTube channel at Official Speed Freaks and hit the store link. And you'll be able to own a part of the Freak Nation, from adult to kids' tees, freaking hoodies, beanies, to styling lids, kicks, and coffee mugs. All carrying Speed Freaks attitude that's been rattling cages for 25 years. This ain't fashion. It's a big old fat middle finger to boring.
Hello.
You want to blend in? Keep walking. Hit up Speed Freaks YouTube page
cool. And
bang the store link so you too can own a part of the Freak Nation.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818.
800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
For the 2026 season of speed at Worldwide Technology Raceway are on sale now. The Bomarito Automotive Group 500 in celebration of 66 Festival, June 6th and 7th. The NASCAR Cup Series Enjoy Illinois 300, O'Reilly Auto Parts Series, and Confluence Music Festival, September 11th through 13th. And the NHRA Napa Auto Parts Midwest Nationals, October 2nd through 4th. Save big by going to WWTRaceway.com.
Freak Nation, get this. General Tire has launched a comprehensive Shield Plus Advantage plan for passenger and light truck tires. What that means for you is when you purchase General Tires, the Shield Plus Advantage plan lets you enjoy a complete package of multiple warranties and coverage to get the most from your tires. The plan applies to all General Tire passenger and light truck tires purchased as replacements in the U.S. and Canada with DOT serial numbers. For more information, hit them up on generaltire.com. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks for two decades.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
It's an encore for you, Freak Nation, from Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Freak Nation, Rico Abreu joining us here in the Freak Nation, and you are certainly a benefactor of Speed Freaks Mojo. I show up at Texas Motor Speedway, and you go out there and kick the ass of Kyle Larson, Chris Bell, every other happy bastard that thought they were going to beat your butt in high limit racing. And now you're on a tear with these four race wins since Texas, my friend. What the hell have you figured out?
Oh, man. Ever since I seen you at the races, we had to turn up the wick on these guys. We just, my team's just been doing an amazing job. I've just been very fortunate to be racing with some incredible people behind me. Ricky Warner, Zach Middlebrooks, Brady Forbrook. Chemistry. They've all been with me for over 3 years now working on my race car. So we have this really unique belief in each other's abilities to work on race cars. And they allow me to showcase, you know, how incredibly fast my race car is on the track.
But let's be honest, man. Drivers talk about finding that flow or finding that lane that puts them in victory circle, puts them in victory lane. Is there anything you could wrap your arms around saying, oh, yeah, it's this set of gear. We're finally learning how to match the gears up with these tracks. Something like that?
I think that the biggest thing is just the consistency and feeling every time we get to the track and practice. So we get three laps of practice, and then we run right into qualifying in our heat races. So from that practice, that hot lap session to qualifying, just the consistency and feel, and we're not making big adjustments. So we found a box of the torsion bar and shock package. Our engines are running really good right now. So every time we unload, so I've raced 17 times this year, and we've qualified well at almost all 17 races, and that really puts us in position to start up in front of these main events.
Well, we were talking a little bit off mic about this and how part of the ever increasing competitiveness of all motorsports, to be honest, but especially sprint cars, is fitness. And what you've done, you've not just elevated your team game with your car and your setup, you've elevated your fitness game as well. Can you talk a little bit about the mental and physical side of how you prepare in the days that you're not racing?
Yeah, I just think it's so important. Just staying active generally. I've been seeing a trainer of Jim Leo in Brownsburg, Indiana, just in the Indianapolis area. Really just working on the attention to detail, a lot of fine motor skill stuff, just so my reaction is a little bit quicker on track, and decision-making, I think, is such a big thing with how I grip the steering wheel and relaxing at times and just processing why you're racing. I think a lot of that comes down to the cognitive stuff, like reaction on screens, and then moving it into just generic weightlifting and fast cardio stuff that's helped me, with controlling breathing while I'm racing. These races are only 30 laps, so they're really quick pace. You race as hard as you can when you're on the track. The pace is really fast, and then it's over. It's like 7 minutes. So we work our workouts around, you know, essentially a sprint car, a main event. And I think that's really helped me the last, you know, few months. And I've always been into fitness the last, you know, over the last few years, but really just took it to a next level here recently.
Can we go back a little bit to you talking about those monitors that you train with Jim Leo, and how that really does help you not only relax in the car, but make better decisions when you are just pegged to the limit deep in a race?
Yeah. I mean, the cognitive stuff, it's amazing what it's gotten to, and just the attention to detail on just fine tuning the mind, especially myself, would get my heart rate up and then try to make, you know, quick reaction decisions, you know, hitting lights, not hitting lights, hitting red lights, green lights, you know, my eyes dilating really quickly, you know, trying to process math problems, you know, with a heart rate up to, you know, after you get running on the treadmill or a stationary bike, and you just really push yourself and get your brain really working in areas that necessarily you don't do on a daily basis. I think it's just such a big deal when you get in a intense battle on the racetrack and you have to make a quick reacting decision to pass a guy or drive around the high side of the racetrack. And, you know, you don't know if the guy's going to move up or not. So you're thinking about all that stuff. And it just, you know, things happen quickly. So if you can kind of simulate that in the gym, you know, and do it on a daily basis, I think it can really help.
Your buddy Kyle Larson is doing the double this weekend, obviously, at Charlotte and Indy. This is a guy you've raced against, obviously, almost your entire career. When you see the level he's competing at and the fact that he's attempting this double, does that inspire you as a racer, I guess, going forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's huge. And I think it's a big thing for any young, you know, individual coming through the racing ranks, grassroots racers, to know that, you know, that they can follow that path of Kyle Larson, you know, and just putting in that work to what Kyle does. You know, I know a lot of people don't see the effort that Kyle puts in behind the scenes, but, you know, and the bar, he raises the bar every race weekend, and just in getting in all these different cars, and we'll never, ever see anyone, you know, through that, the rank of our generation come through the sport like he did with his success. And, you know, it makes it, very, satisfying when you can, you know, beat him at the races straight up. And he's the greatest driver of all time. And I don't want to beat around the bush by saying that, but it's, he definitely has changed the sport of auto racing and drivers wanting to drive different race cars and get experience. You see Ty Gibbs getting in sprint cars and Christopher Bell's back getting in a sprint car because those guys know they got to better their craft, in the cup cars and to compete at that level with that, at that pace and that energy that it takes to finish out those cup races. I think, you know, dipping down back into other ranks of form of dirt racing or any form of motorsports just helps your craft and your experience. And Kyle's really shown that all is, you know, a path and direction to what the way you need to go to be at the top.
Henley Christine, our lovely daughter, who's wearing her Rico swag, my friend.
Hi, Henley.
You have some questions for Rico?
Yep, but I will want to say something. It's Hambone Henley.
Oh,
for your correction.
Okay.
Okay. So, coming up this weekend is the Indy 500, the biggest race of IndyCar, and the Daytona 500 is the biggest race for NASCAR. Which race would you rather drive, and why?
I think that I would rather get to race in the Indianapolis 500 if I really had to choose, just the history built around there. And I'm a massive Parnelli Jones fan, and Parnelli Jones won the 1963 Indy 500 way before I was born, but I really studied all of Parnelli's success and I have become really inspired by Parnelli Jones, you know, and what he's done at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. So I would love to possibly race there one time.
Who's the Roger Penske of High Limit Racing that tries to cheat their way into a win?
Come on now.
I don't know. I mean, everyone's freaking out about me wearing a Polar watch that I track my heart rate with last few weeks. So I'd say if it's anybody, it's us.
Okay. Hold on though. Can you explain that? Because yes, you're right. There's a lot of talk about that right now. Can you explain why, I forget which series has it in their rule book, World of Outlaws or High Limit, and the other one does not? What's really going on?
So High Limit and World of Outlaws have the same rule, I believe. I haven't dug into the Outlaw rule book, but it's no smartwatch. But I got, you know, I showed Mike Hess what I was wearing last year. I wore it all last year. I wore it at Knoxville. I wore it at all the World of Outlaws shows. And it's technically, it syncs to a chest strap that I wear on my chest that tracks my heart rate and body temperature that I ride down after every race. You know, and I try to simulate that in my workouts. So that's really what I was collecting from it, you know, for people to think that the integrity of myself, that I would use it as a two-way communication is, you know, honestly pretty upsetting to me, because just where the work I've put into this sport, into creating, making it be a positive place, and just the effort on making race fans have a positive experience here, I would never jeopardize something like that. So it's unfortunate that, you know, the rule got switched, but I have to adapt to that. And that's just part of racing, you know, and it's more so, you know, it was a way for me to track my health and to make sure I stay fit when I'm racing and I could stay ahead of all these guys.
Okay, so real quick, you are not going to be wearing that moving forward? Is that
no,
what you
we
mean?
Can't wear them anymore. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, they basically said that you can't wear that. I mean, it's a... yeah, you can't wear watches with heart rate tracking stuff on them or anything at all.
You know what you ought to do is just get a big ass grandfather clock and strap it on that big ass wing and ride around.
it is what it is. I'm, you know, it's not going to change how I do things. That's for sure.
Freak Nation, Rico Abreu, hottest driver in the High Limit Racing Series, right there. Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios. Coming up, so much to hit in the last segment. 11-year-old Henley Christine Wolford, Hambone Henley, may be joining us. Also, a quote from Kyle Larson regarding doing the double again. And some crazy numbers for the Coca-Cola 600. More Freaks coming up. Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Some people, they follow the rules. Here at the Freak Nation, we don't. Go to our YouTube channel at Official Speed Freaks and hit the store link. And you'll be able to own a part of the Freak Nation, from adult to kids' tees, freaking hoodies, beanies, to styling lids, kicks, and coffee mugs. All carrying Speed Freaks attitude that's been rattling cages for 25 years. This ain't fashion. It's a big old fat middle finger to boring.
Hello.
You want to blend in? Keep walking. Hit up Speed Freaks YouTube page and bang the store link so you too can own a part of the Freak Nation.
From the labs at Lucas Oil Products, Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment is a multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. For every fill-up of gas or diesel, add one 16-ounce can of Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. One bottle can treat a tank of up to 21 gallons. Its special additives allows a better fuel burn to help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil. It works.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive style. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
For the 2026 season of speed at Worldwide Technology Raceway are on sale now. The Bomarito Automotive Group 500 in celebration of 66 Festival, June 6th and 7th. The NASCAR Cup Series Enjoy Illinois 300, O'Reilly Auto Parts Series, and Confluence Music Festival, September 11th through 13th. And the NHRA Napa Auto Parts Midwest Nationals, October 2nd through 4th. Save big by going to WWTRaceway.com.
Getting more as a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member is easier than ever with the Lowe's app. Download it today and earn 500 points the first time you log in. Plus, your digital wallet helps you scan, save, earn, and access what you need to manage it all in one place. Download the Lowe's app and take advantage of your pro benefits today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 12/1/25 to 1/7/26. Offer valid for first login per organization only. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Additional restrictions apply. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for more details. Subject to change.
Here's a real life story that affects 50% of all of us out there. It's called divorce. If you've gotten divorced and now you're struggling to pay your bills and your credit card debts are completely out of control, you need to call this special debt relief hotline right now. We help people with all kinds of money problems caused by different life challenges, a divorce, a job loss, even heavy medical bills. All these life events can sometimes financially stress you out and cause you to get out of control. We help people get their lives back by showing them ways to consolidate and reduce their debt, in some cases for a fraction of what they owe. If your credit card balances are more than $10,000, call us and learn how to reduce your credit card bills and monthly payments now. Here's our number.
Paid for by debt.com. Call now at 800-810-1820. 800-810-1820. 800-810-1820. That's 800-810-1820.
Here's to the Dream Chasers, the Glass Ceiling Breakers, the Minivan Mothers, the Schedule Jugglers, and Everyday All-Stars at the top of their game. We see you making moves, taking names, and rewriting the rules to find your own way. To all the women who keep our world running smooth, we keep you on the move.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
You're listening to a freaking encore edition of Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
And I'm not sure if we're going to be able to get to all the madness that is Speed Freaks in this next, 10 minutes, Freak Nation? Where the hell did Richie go?
Richie,
there he is. All right, Richie's back. Let's put everybody back in the place. Cole Cusumano, we'll have the reveal for Cole Cusumano's peepers, why he's been wearing those freaking sunglasses for the last hour and 45 minutes, not wanting to look like Weekend at Bernie's or Tom Cruise from, help me out with the movie.
Top Gun?
Risky Business, thank you. Hell, all right. Which is one reason why he's wearing a Days of Thunder jacket, because I say he looks like Tom Cruise or Weekend at Bernie's or just, listen. He's got some bad freaking peepers. We'll do it now before we get to Henley's take on the Indianapolis 500.
I'll do it.
All right. So hold on. Let me get a single shot. So again, Freak Nation, Cole warned us when he came in to the studios this afternoon, said, I'm going to be wearing sunglasses because of these eyes. All right. Go ahead, Cole Cusumano.
Oh.
Hey, oh, wait.
This is why I had these on the entire show, guys.
All right, take off your glasses, too. Just take them off. Take off your glasses.
Now I'm blind.
Okay, it's okay. So what the hell is going on, my friend?
I had a really bad allergic reaction, and yeah, that's what happens.
You can put your glasses back on.
Thanks.
So do they hurt? Because they look like they hurt like a mother.
They don't. They don't hurt at all. They're just really red. And, I mean, around my eyes are kind of raw because I've been dabbing them a little bit. Yeah. But it, there you go. Yeah.
So it's not pink eye.
No, it's not.
You
I confirmed that. Yeah, we're good.
Poop matter on your fingernails and start scratching your eyeballs.
No wonder he thought the Coke 600 was better than that.
Oh, I have some facts to back that up, Rick. You have some facts. I have some facts.
Yeah.
So the Coke 600 spawned 34 lead changes. That is the most in the Coke 600 since 2014. Ross Chastain is the first driver to start last officially, not due to penalty, and win the race since Richard Petty in 1971 per Seth Eggert. Best race on the greatest day in motorsports, the Coke 600.
You're insane. And so Jeff Gluck said the same exact thing on his Twitter account. Crash and I were talking about this during the break. And it's just, I don't know what you guys were watching that said that. Jeff Gluck was there. He was there in the media center. Crash and I... Crash and I were there, and we talked to Jeff Gluck at multiple times. And the fact that he would say that the Coke 600 is better, just insane. Cole, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
When you are an NASCAR driver and they bring up a name, what do you say? When you say Jimmy Johnson, what do you say?
Goat.
Do you say, you say NASCAR champion Jimmy Johnson, right?
Yeah, of course. Seven-time champion, and Jimmy Johnson.
When he was there today. I was right there next to him. He walked right past me. When you say Alex Palou's name, what do you say now?
Indy 500 champion.
Indy 500 champion. Thank you. Game, champion. Set, match. Indy 500 matters. It matters. The Coke 600 being a crown jewel is fine. It's cool. It's one of the most prestigious races in NASCAR, but it's not. It is not a race that defines your career like the Indianapolis 500 does. And that's why the Indianapolis 500, even though the racing wasn't all that great on Sunday, that's why I love that race, is because everything mattered more. When Joseph Newgarden went out, I thought he was going to win that damn race with about 75 laps to go. And he goes down pit road and he has a fuel problem. That matters. When Connor Daly, Crash, you were talking about this too. When Connor Daly was leading the race and had a really good chance to win and was having issues, that mattered. That mattered. Mm-hmm. 375 laps of the Coke 600 didn't matter. When Kyle Busch ran into the grass, I'm sorry, that didn't matter, Cole. That didn't matter one lick.
Hey, Richie, let him rebut, please.
I just want to add one thing really quick. I want to give Henley her time and whatnot. I'm not disputing the fact that the Indianapolis 500 is a more prestigious event than arguably any other event in motorsports, but the Coca-Cola 600 today in 2025 was a better race than the 2025 Indy 500. That's all I'm saying.
Agree to disagree.
The definitions of what makes a great race. I think we've talked about this for about a month to 3 months now. It's so individualistic. Do you want the most lead changes? Do you want the most passes in the race? Do you want four wide? Do you want tandem racing? Do you want pack racing? I think it's all so individual on what specifically makes a good race. And maybe that's why we have so many different opinions on this show. That's why, as we're seeing in the comments, so many differing opinions. Some people all the way on the Coke 600 side, others all the way on the Indy 500 side. Some people even liked Monaco. I'm just different strokes for different folks. And I guess that's why we like all of our fan base, because everybody finds something to like somewhere.
Either way, we all won, that means.
You what?
We all won. It was a great day for motorsports. My mic's all messed up.
Sorry, just talking to your damn mic, man. All right, we got this. So, yeah, there you go, Freak Nation. I don't know if we really solved anything there with that discussion other than Richie's pissed. What?
We've had a long day, Kenny.
You know, I'm just going to get a graphic that just has Rice-A-Roni. Listen, we talk Rice-A-Roni. Let's get to something that matters, and we need take that stupid graphic off, Kenny. Let's do this. I'm going to boot Cole. No, I'm not going to boot Cole. Okay, hold on, Cole. I'm going to remove you.
Thank you.
And then we're going to add Henley. All right.
Well.
So Hidden Christine is here in the Freak Nation, and she's got a take on the Indianapolis 500. And Henley, would you not agree that you and Dad, you were angry with Dad? Don't look at me. Okay. You were angry with Dad after that Indy 500?
Yeah, I was. I just did not want Alex Palou to win the race because, like, bro, five out of the six races this year, that's a lot. I mean, yes, he's a nice dude. Yes, I get it. But still, like, that's a lot. And me, I like underdogs. Like, I want the underdogs to have a chance for it, you know?
Right.
Like, come on.
But are you not of the mind where you can appreciate greatness and when someone can be so damn... I mean, Alex Palou is not an a-hole, isn't he?
I know.
He's a nice guy. So why can't you like him?
Okay.
You like him, right? You just didn't want him to win.
Yeah, I like him. Yeah, okay. I do like him. It's just I did not want him
to win this race, because yeah, that's a lot of wins this season already.
All right. Well, do you want to, you've got some notes here. Do you want to just kind of give your overview of the Indianapolis 500? Because we got about two and a half minutes and we need to fill a little bit of that with your notes of the Indianapolis 500. For those that need a 30, 45 second recap of the race, here is Henley, Hambone Henley, with her recap of the Indianapolis 500. Ready?
Yep.
Okay.
So first, at the beginning of the 500, as Scotty Mack was warming up his tires, he got loose, and then he was already out of the race. So fast. Also, Scott Dixon had some trouble with his car at the beginning. I was like, uh-huh. This is going to be a chaotic race. And it was. Like, the first half of the race, there was a lot of cautions. When Alexander Rossi's car caught on fire, mm-hmm. Wow, that was a lot of fire. And yeah, I also noticed that there was a lot of pit road trouble. It wasn't just him. Like, mm-hmm. And that was how Newgarden got out of the race, and Rinus Bicke coming into pit lane. It was how he spun, and yeah, it was very chaotic in pit road today. I will admit that.
Yep. Well, I'm sorry, Henley, but you are witnessing greatness with Alex Palou with his very first oval race win. Oh, and it just so happens to be the Indianapolis 500. Mm. Why were you so mad at Dad today? If I wouldn't have been so much on the Alex Palou wagon bandwagon to win that race, it would have been that difficult for you?
Well,
quickly,
I will admit you were like a lot on me, and if you weren't that much on me, I would feel better because you were like, "Let's go, Alex Palou won this thing," and then I was like, "Yeah, okay, done. I get it. Yes,
there it is."
Yes. So just
Hambone Henley's coverage of the Indianapolis 500 brought to you by Dad. Happy Memorial Day weekend, Freak Nation. Crasher, Richard C., get home safe. Cody, thanks for helping out. And Cole Cusimano, let's bring Cole back here. Where the hell are you, Cole? Let's bring Cole back here. Cole Cusimano, look at that. Look at that.
That's right, baby.
All right, man. Again, finish off for Memorial Day weekend strong on Monday. Later, Freak Nation.
Peace.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Here's to the dream chasers, the glass ceiling breakers, the minivan mothers, the schedule jugglers, and everyday all-stars at the top of their game. We see you making moves, taking names, and rewriting the rules. To find your own way. To all the women who keep our world running smooth, we keep you on the move.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive style. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. That's 800-917-8730.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Some people, they follow the rule. Here at the Freak Nation, we don't. Go to our YouTube channel at Official Speed Freaks and hit the store link. And you'll be able to own a part of the Freak Nation, from adult to kids' tees, freaking hoodies, beanies, to styling lids, kicks, and coffee mugs. All carrying Speed Freaks' attitude that's been rattling cages for 25 years. This ain't fashion. It's a big old fat middle finger to boring.
Hello.
You want to blend in? Keep walking. Hit up Speed Freaks' YouTube page and bang the store link so you too can own a part of the Freak Nation.
Tickets for the 2026 season of Speed at Worldwide Technology Raceway are on sale now. The Bomarito Automotive Group 500 in celebration of 66 Festival, June 6th and 7th. The NASCAR Cup Series Enjoy Illinois 300, O'Reilly Auto Parts Series, and Confluence Music Festival, September 11th through 13th. And the NHRA Napa Auto Parts Midwest Nationals, October 2nd through 4th. Save big by going to WWTRaceway.com.
Freak Nation, get this. General Tire has launched a comprehensive Shield Plus Advantage plan for passenger and light truck tires. What that means for you is when you purchase General Tires, the Shield Plus Advantage plan lets you enjoy a complete package of multiple warranties and coverage to get the most from your tires. The plan applies to all General Tire passenger and light truck tires purchased as replacements in the U.S. and Canada with DOT serial numbers. For more information, hit them up on generaltire.com. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks for 2 decades.
Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.